Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
All right, hitting the home stretch for September. Mario Courtney Lopez here to get you over the hump. Today, my guest is actress Lisa Ann Walter. She plays Melissa, the street smart Sicilian on Abbott Elementary. My wife's going to be taking justice into her own hands a little later in Courtney's court. And we're going to get to your tweets, so turn up the music. You're on with Mario Lopez. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Every week we like to celebrate someone who's done a good deed. Who are we putting in the spotlight today?
We are celebrating actor and wrestler John Cena. He just set a new Guinness World Record. The most wishes granted through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He recently surpassed 660 visits with children who wanted to meet him. This just melts my heart. In the 42-year history of the program, the next closest has 200.
He more than tripled it. That is awesome. That makes me really, really like him. He's really taken a lot of time out of his schedule to do that. Very cool. Real champion.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's on TV today.
Netflix has a new doc, Eat the Rich, the GameStop saga, about how day traders on Reddit caused a market disruption.
Ooh, I want to see this. This is another good one. Nightstand.
I don't need to see it. I lived it.
Is Reddit a good site?
It was like a year and a half ago.
Site?
Yeah. What's that?
Is Reddit a good site or a bad site?
I think it probably depends on what you're looking for.
Okay. Disney Plus has season 2 of The Mighty Ducks. When we last saw the gang, Coach Bombay had won back the Ducks team name. Mm. And HBO premieres Hostages, a documentary about the 1979 Iran hostage crisis.
I want to see that too. What up, Mario Courtney Lopez here. What holiday are we celebrating today?
We are celebrating National Good Neighbor Day.
We are really good neighbors, I must say.
You just moved in.
But even ask our other neighbors, we never call anyone because they're being too loud. We don't complain about anything. Mm-mm. We just sort of mind our own business. And if you need something, we'll pick up the package for you. Hopefully our neighbors are listening and can return the favor. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to dish out some common sense justice. All rise. Courtney's court is now in session. Today's case comes from at Jeremillo Gang, and he says, the wife of my husband's friend asked me to be in her wedding party. I said yes, but I'm regretting it ever since. It's still 9 months away. How can I politely decline?
Ooh. Well, 9 months seems like a long time, but in wedding months, that's actually pretty close. So I don't know how far along in the process you are in. If you haven't done anything, taken any measurements for your suit or anything, got on a trip, then maybe you can just say, you know what? I feel like somebody else deserves this spot and I'm nominating so-and-so and I've already asked them and they said they would do it. That's what I would do.
Or
this is not Mario's corner.
Well, piggyback corner.
It's not a corner at all. It's a courtroom.
you can always, the week of, just say you got COVID. And then you're
straight. You don't want to wait till the last second.
That's
on
just
that.
True. That's
I really, like, I really want to be there, I think, but, you know, I don't want to, like, infect
here's the
everyone.
Thing. If you have already done measurements for the clothing and stuff like that, then you got to pull Mario's move and you got to wait.
You got to wait.
If you that's haven't done measurements, I think you go Courtney's
guys
move.
Yeah,
but then
genuinely...
you pull Courtney's move, you'll run the risk of offending them and severing that friendship.
No, but you find someone to take your place. That's what you do. It's like having a shift at work.
Just figure out what like obscure holiday it is on the day of their wedding and just say that you're devout to that.
I like that.
No, that one's not good.
You're hired.
All right. I'm the bailiff.
Tell Mario what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. And if you didn't get to catch the iHeartRadio Music Festival live, it was an amazing night. One of my highlights had to be Black Eyed Peas performing their new single for the first time live.
Don't you worry about a thing, cause everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
You can get caught up on all the viral moments at onwithmario.com.
What up, Mario Lopez here. Abbott Elementary has become one of the most buzzed about comedies on TV. Our guest today is Lisa Ann Walter. She plays Melissa, old school Sicilian. And we're going to find out what's in store for her character in season two after a few more songs. What's up, everyone? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from Abbott Elementary, actress Lisa Ann Walter. Welcome to the show. Nice to see you, Lisa.
Thank you, Mario. It's nice to be here. As Cheryl says, nice to be seen.
Yes, it is. You look beautiful on the red carpet, by the way, when I got to see you at the Emmys.
Thank you so much. So did you. It only took a team of like six people about 4.5 hours to do that look.
Congratulations on all the success of Abbott Elementary. How'd you celebrate that night?
Well, we were with each other. The cast went to the Disney ABC party, and some of us had a few cocktails. We did have to go to work first thing in the morning, so we couldn't get too crazy. I was dying to go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Cheryl Lee Ralph and I had a craving for waffles that had been going on for about 2 weeks. And we kept talking about waffles because we were, you know, trying to be our cutest on the red carpet. So we were dieting. But my kids texted me. They were still at the house. They had been watching the Emmys. And so they were like, where are you? And I ran home.
Oh, very good. I mean,
yeah, that's what I did. I went home.
you do crave. I was ready to crush it, too, after that red carpet. All right. Lots to talk about. Got to take a little break, though. We're going to have more with Lisa Ann Walter coming up.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario Lopez here talking about Abbott Elementary with actress Lisa Ann Walter. And I love your character, no-nonsense Sicilian. Did you have any people like that in your life that you drew from, or was it from
scratch? All of them. So my family is Sicilian.
Hey.
They are New York-based, not Philly, which you don't say that around Philly people because you'll never hear the end of it.
That's a whole
thing. I grew up in the D.C. area. My family moved down there for my father's work, and my mother was a D.C. public school teacher.
Oh.
So being a Sicilian teaching in an urban public school is, I kind of modeled her a little bit after my mom. But Melissa is a lot of the people that I knew in New York and Jersey and Staten Island and, you know, people who know people that know who might find something that fell off the truck.
Right, exactly. I love it. All right, well, watch Abbott Elementary Wednesdays on ABC. Hang on, Lisa, I got to play some music. Mario Lopez here. My guest today is actress Lisa Ann Walter from Abbott Elementary. Season 2 just started. Are we going to see more of your character's life away from school, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Quint is brilliant, I have to say. It's hard for me to remember that she is that she's not my daughter, first of all. She's my daughter's age, but she is so accomplished. She's such a good boss, and she has everything planned for years to come. I guarantee you when she went into her very first pitch meeting, she knew where this story was going 4 or 5 seasons from now. But she kept us all in the school in the first year, and I think that's smart. This year, it's more about who they are externally, because one of the mistakes I think people make when they do shows or movies about teachers is they either make them like rescuers, saints, or they make them the butt of the joke, buffoons. And these people are just full human beings.
Sure.
They have their faults. They are wonderful sometimes. And sometimes you saw them at the mall and you're like, wait, you're not supposed to be married with a husband and your own bratty kids. What? I'm confused. So this year, yeah, we go out into the world and we see Melissa's house with her plastic cover furniture. I'm telling you, the set decorators did a great job. I walked into to what was supposed to be my house and I went, yeah, this is exactly right.
That's awesome. Well, Abbott Elementary airs Wednesdays on ABC. Let's play some more music. You're on Mario Lopez. Got Lisa Ann Walter from Abbott Elementary on Zoom with me. And I know you got some dance skills.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I will say that it's something that I love to do, have always loved to do my whole life. One of the best movie jobs that I ever had was Shall We Dance, where I got to, you know, rumba and cha-cha with Stanley Tucci and do the waltz and the quick step with Richard Gere. And I had some incredible, here's a weird thing, Mario. I taught dance when I was a teenager.
Really? What form?
Yeah, disco was king. So my best girlfriend was Colombian. My best girlfriend was Colombian. And her older sister, Maria, dated Henry, who was Cuban. And there was nothing people in that group, all we did was dance. We'd go down in the basement. We did what they used to call the broom dance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Exactly what you're
talking
about.
Somebody stand in the middle and hold a broom. You let the broom go, and then you dance with whoever the broom hits. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to salsa with those guys. And that's really the basis of disco is salsa.
Well, hold on, Lisa. Got to take a break. We're going to wrap it up with Lisa Ann Walter in just a moment.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here talking about dancing with Abbott Elementary's Lisa Ann Walter. And would you ever consider Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, of course. Of course I would consider it. I honestly couldn't do it. I spoke with, you know, Dina, who...
Yeah, Katz.
Dina Katz puts the group together, and I love her. She's a friend. I've gone to see so much of the show over the years that it's been in production. I'm used to be there every week back when you would go and just sit on the floor and it wasn't built up and all the cast and dancers would go hang out afterwards. I used to go all the time.
We got
to
see you then. I'm rooting for you. That'd be fun.
Well, I gotta wait until, like, I can't take Mondays off right now. Our show is, you know, I gotta be there.
One of the seasons when it's not there. That's awesome. I'm glad I got to catch up with you. Again, congratulations on everything. And listen, if you haven't checked it out yet, watch Abbott Elementary Wednesdays on ABC. Lisa, thanks so much for hanging out.
You're so welcome. And thank you again for having me. I love being a part of this show. And all the generations can watch it together, which is also a bonus. So thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and here's your shot to play Fortnite with a rock star. Our latest contest is going to send one winner and a guest to see Panic at the Disco in Phoenix.
Every time you say Panic at the Disco, I think Panic and Run. Then after the show, we'll usher you backstage, Panic and Run, where you'll face off in Fortnite against Brandon Urie. All thanks to Crush Music. For more info, go to onwithmario.com and click the contest tab.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to celebrate some birthdays. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Stuff by Duff, Hillary Duff.
Hillary is 36.
Hillary is 38.
Should have gone with your initial thought, 35.
That's what I was going to say.
Naomi Watts from Mulholland Drive, 21 grams.
Naomi Watts is 46.
Naomi Watts is 49.
54.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Actually. Okay. And Mira Sorvino from Summer of Sam, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. She told us a story about a lake or something once when she was here.
She is 57.
Mira, whose dad is Paul Sorvino. Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah. Sadly, just lost him this year.
I'm going to say she's 52.
55.
Ooh, okay.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here, and today's lesson in music history is about the soundtrack hit that wasn't even supposed to appear in the movie. I'm going to reveal it after a few more songs. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and on this day in history, 10 years ago in 2012, the movie Pitch Perfect hit theaters, which would turn this into a radio hit.
When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me by my walk, you're going to miss me by my talk. Oh, you're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Fun fact, the song wasn't originally in the movie, though. It was supposed to be I'm a Little Teapot. But producers made the change after Anna Kendrick sang it at her audition.
Oh, I love details like that.
Yo, Mario, Courtney Lopez, let's get to your tweets and comments. What'd you find today?
This is from @blacklight21, and they said, Mario Lopez is interviewing an artist who draws with both hands. I'm calling Cap. She's not even looking at what she's drawing.
Hold on a second, Blacklight21. I was going to post this video because it's one of the more incredible things I think I've ever seen. Not only is she drawing with both hands at the same time, she's drawing with both feet at the same time. And the feet are next level.
Which toes?
I don't mean the actual feet. I mean the
The skill set.
The skill set is just as impressive with her feet as it is with her hands. And she's drawing different pictures at the same, it's the most, I don't know how the brain processes that.
Which toes does she use to hold the pencil?
The big toe and the, like your index, okay. Like we would. She's from Germany or the Netherlands or something like that. And we Zoomed with her for Access Hollywood. Incredibly impressive. I got to post the video.
What did she draw?
She did a portrait. I can't remember of who, but she did a portrait. I have the video. I'll post it because it's like, you won't believe it.
Was this more impressive than the Rubik's Cube Mario Lopez thing?
Yes, because as difficult and impressive that was, that's just more of a time consuming thing. And this, like, I don't know how one is able to physically do it.
Did she have a pedicure?
I didn't look that close.
It was over Zoom.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Twitter @OnWithMario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Love this feature on the iHeartRadio app, the TalkBack button. It lets you send messages directly to us.
Courtney Lopez, this is Tanya. Wanting to request a song, Bones by Imagine Dragons. Thank you. You have a good evening.
Hey, you have a good evening, too. Sounds like you're already having a good evening. Yeah, I like that. Look for the TalkBack button at the bottom of your iHeartRadio app. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Love this feature on the iHeartRadio app, the TalkBack button. It lets you send messages directly to us.
Courtney Lopez, this is Tanya. Wanting to request a song, Bones by Imagine Dragons. Thank you. You have a good evening.
Hey, you have a good evening, too. You sound like you're already having a good evening. Yeah, I like that. Look for the TalkBack button at the bottom of your iHeartRadio app. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, and I want to know if other parents are experiencing this at the moment. Our youngest son, Santino, we call him Sonny, just turned 3 recently, so let's establish that. And he has 2 really interesting habits. He likes to jack everyone's cell phone. As soon as you walk into the house, he's demanding you give him your cell phone.
So he wants more quality time with
you. And he just likes to carry them.
Yeah.
He likes to carry them once in a while, start taking pictures. And he pretends like he's talking. So he's walking around the house, 5, 6 cell phones
but
at the same time.
But one doesn't do it. He needs everyone.
He needs everyone's.
Conference calls.
He will search your pockets, go in your purse. He needs everyone's cell phones.
Mario,
and he could tell. He could tell when it's phony. I try to give him some kid ones or whatever.
No pun intended. Mario goes like into convulsions because he can't.
Well,
because
Mario needs his phone too.
Yeah.
Actually, it sounds like he probably got this from you.
I don't jack everybody's.
But you always got to have a phone in your hand.
And I'm surprised, like, you try to get him toy phones, he doesn't fall for it. He wants the real thing.
He knows it's legit or not.
Okay, so that one doesn't bother me so much. The second one does. At the same time, he also likes to start chewing on shoelaces. Oftentimes while you're wearing your shoes. And it's the weirdest deal in the world. And sometimes you'll just walk out of the closet chewing on a shoelace on the shoe.
No.
And it's like so disgusting.
Half of my shoelaces are yellow now because he chews on them.
He's been
so
chewing
much
on them.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either. And he starts school in 2 weeks, so I'm really afraid. I don't know if that's something I pretend I warn them on or say, I don't know. He's never done that before.
Yeah, you blame them. When he comes home and they say, hey, he was doing this, you go, well, he's never done that before. This is clearly on you.
Exactly. And he'll tackle you. He tackles you and then he'll grab and work his way down your ankle and start gnawing on your shoelace.
And then after because obviously he wants attention, if I, make a big deal about it and I say, Sonny, no, don't do that. Give me, that's disgusting. He'll look at me and go, oh, thank you, mommy. Like I'm saving his life, although he randomly picks them up and looks at you.
We're going to have to take video because it's bizarre.
My Strange Addiction, or what's that show?
Yes. Let's get him on.
Let's get him on.
He's got 2.
We'll be right back with Mario Lopez.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Let's put a spotlight on my wife. It is time for Courtney's random thought. What do you have?
Okay, so is it weird that we all speak different languages in the world, But the sound we make when we laugh is kind of universal.
Actually, it's not. There's many different types of laughs. And that's what's funny about laughs is sometimes...
What are the kinds of laughs?
Like, I have a cousin that laughs like... and another one that is almost doesn't sound anything. Ah! Ah! And then there's the bellow.
Yeah, but it's the same breath, like the same...
Yes, what? You do have to breathe. You do have to breathe. But that's the great thing about laughs.
Although sometimes when you laugh, you're laughing so hard, you stop breathing.
You stop breathing. You need to get slapped or something. And my favorite is when someone's laugh is contagious and it makes you laugh. That's the best. Mario Courtney Lopez here, now trending on our website. A fan grabs a piece of Nicki Minaj's wig during a concert. They didn't grab it. They straight out try to snatch it.
Ooh. Don't you grab that, and you won't believe how much she got for it on eBay. Get caught up at onwithmario.com.
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. James Earl Jones, great James Earl, is retiring from his most iconic role, the voice of Darth Vader. But the character will live on. Jones has signed over the rights of his voice so it can be recreated by artificial intelligence in future Star Wars appearances. I mean, he's done enough of them that... I guess they can kind of modify it to say whatever Darth Vader needs to say. Plus, Darth Vader's been dead for a long time in these movies, so it's going to be all flashbacks.
They bounce around in the time.
They do.
You know, who knows?
By the way, the coolest thing about Darth Vader is his pattern of breath.
That's how he laughs.
That's how he laughs. Exactly.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
All right, today's shift went by in a flash. Big thanks to Lisa and Walter for hanging out. Tomorrow, my guest is actor Naveen Andrews. Until then, Mario Lopez saying good night.
On with Mario Lopez.